This is the Todd Wright Toddcast. Thank you for listening. I hope you also subscribe to this Todd Wright Toddcast as we approach sort of a milestone, episode 250. For my non-fantasy podcast, remember the Todd Wright Fantasy Football Podcast is separate from the Todd Wright Toddcast. It is exclusively fantasy football content. You can find it on Apple, Google, Stitcher, JoeBucksFan.com, etc. as your fantasy playoffs start. Let me thank Bill Curry Ford, Brandon Legal Group for their continued support of the Todd Wright Toddcast and my Todd Wright Tour golf tournaments. Bill Curry Ford signage, Brandon Legal Group signage. Brandon Legal Group had a foursome in the most recent event. I exchanged messages with Mark Wilty from Bill Curry Ford the other day. Remember, if you're in the market for a new vehicle, and I've been through this experience now just over a year ago, you can get right in front of the general manager of Bill Curry Ford to get into a new Ford vehicle, a pre-owned Ford vehicle, or a pre-owned make and model that is not Ford that is available on the Bill Curry Ford lot, and you can do the deal directly with the general manager. If you call and ask for Grace Thomas, tell her I sent you. Grace will get you time and an appointment in front of the GM of Bill Curry Ford, who will respect you as a listener of mine and get the job done. And as far as Brandon Legal Group, just know they are a full-service law firm, and they service the greater Tampa Bay area. And for a free consult, visit BrandonLegalGroup.com or call 844-4BLG4ME. All right. Thank you for allowing me to talk about my sponsors. They allow you to listen to this podcast absolutely free. Email is right.todd@yahoo.com. Follow me on social media, especially with all the great golf tournament picks we had from our golf tournament and holiday spectacular last weekend at West Chase Golf Club. Right.todd@yahoo.com is the email, but Instagram at ToddWright2121. I am on Facebook. I'm simply Todd Wright in Tampa, Florida. And Twitter is at ToddWright2121 as well. When I make my appearances, it's really nice to work with good people, and good people work in the sports department at Spectrum News locally in the Tampa Bay area. Spectrum Bay News 9 on all Spectrum cable systems. I'm generally on their sports show, which airs nightly at 10:30 p.m. in Tampa Bay in Central Florida. Sundays and usually one other night. Sometimes it's Monday, sometimes it's Tuesday, sometimes it's Wednesday, but always Sunday. And during the football season, we're obviously talking about whatever's going on with the Buccaneers. And in our most recent segment, after Brock Purdy put a beatdown on Tom Brady and the Buccaneers, I actually suggested that I still see a path for the Buccaneers to be in the mix to win it all. And I didn't have time in the segment. Obviously, TV is different from radio, and TV is certainly different from podcasts. But I've been asked since then, what's the path? So let me walk you through it here on the Todd Wright Toddcast. Here's what I see as the path. Provided the Bucs make the playoffs, and their only way to do it is to win the NFC South, the lousy NFC South, and it's not honestly going to take much. A win against Atlanta, a win against Carolina should do it. Now, granted, they lost to Carolina earlier in the season. The return game will be in Tampa. Atlanta, Carolina, New Orleans, not good football teams. I'm not suggesting the Bucs are, but hang with me on the path. Someone has to win the NFC South. Most think it's going to be the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Bucs win the NFC South. They will host a first-round playoff game against the top wild card. Right now, that top wild card looks like my beloved Dallas Cowboys. While many will accurately talk about how the Cowboys are the better team, and the Cowboys will probably be favored in the game, just know, coming from me, that game scares the shit out of me. Why? Lots of reasons. First of all, Tom Brady, he's never lost to the Cowboys. Beaten him twice in Tampa Bay the last 2 years. It's a playoff game. It's where Tom Brady pays the most attention. It's like Tiger Woods in a major. It's what brings out the best in him. Dallas won their division last year, hosted a playoff game. If you blinked, you missed. The Niners jumped out 10-0. Dallas never recovered. Kind of an embarrassing end to the game, trying to tie it to send it to overtime, and Dallas was out. And a lot of that has been happening for the previous 26 years since the Cowboys last won Super Bowl 30. They have not made it to even the NFC Championship game the last 26 years. There's a lot of bad karma around the Cowboys in the playoffs. There'll be a cloud hanging over Mike McCarthy that if he loses that game, he's out, and either Sean Payton or Dan Quinn or Kellen Moore is in as head coach. Could be Ezekiel Elliott's last game based on the contract, and Tony Pollard in line for a huge payday. Just so many factors working against Dallas there. Good for Tom Brady and the Buccaneers. So then, even if you acknowledge, say, okay, so they win one, and then they go to Philly and they get killed. Wait a minute. I will acknowledge the Bucs want nothing to do with the Eagles in the divisional round, who will be coming off a bye week as the number one seed. And there's obviously a lot of history. Bucs had to get by the Eagles sort of as the final hurdle to get to the Super Bowl and win their first championship 20 years ago. You don't want to see the Eagles in the second round. You might not. The Niners, if they win the NFC West, will likely be the 3 seed. The Niners have won 6 in a row, but they've had some dog games this year. They've lost to Atlanta. The Bucs haven't. They've lost to the Bears. Say what you want about it being the opening game, Trey Lance. They lost an 11-10 game to Russell Wilson in Denver in primetime. The Niners have had dog games. They're going to have another dog game. And if it comes in the first round of the playoffs to the number 6 seed, which could be any of the following: Washington, New York, Detroit, and who am I leaving out? Seattle. If the Niners lose as the 3 seed, the Bucs will not go to Philly in the second round. That's the way the bracket works. The Bucs would go to Minnesota if the Vikings win their first round playoff game. And any Minnesota professional sports fan knows to not assume anything when it comes to the playoffs and Minnesota pro sports teams, because it is one of the worst recent histories across the board in all 4 of the major professional North American sports when it comes to playoffs and Minnesota. The Vikings, the Twins, the Wolves, the Wild. If Minnesota can actually win their first round playoff game against the 7 seed, whoever that is, the Bucs would then go to Minnesota, which I claim is a winnable game for the Bucs and Tom Brady. If Minnesota loses in the first round, just like the scenario where we had San Francisco with the dog game in the first round, then the Bucs would host a divisional playoff game against the 6 seed. You'd get a home game in the second round. Yeah. And now you're saying, well, then they'd just play the Eagles likely in the NFC Championship game. Maybe. Maybe. But you know what? Would you take that deal right now if you're looking at the Buccaneers, if you're looking out for their best interest, you feel like shit after that Niners loss, would you take that deal right now? Would you take this path I'm suggesting right now that I'm saying this path puts you in an NFC championship game at Philadelphia against the Eagles? Will you take the deal or not? Now, you may say, well, they're not going to win that game. Will you take the deal? Because at that point, you've postponed playing maybe the best team, best record in the NFL as far as you can. Someone could get injured for the Eagles in that divisional playoff game. Something else odd could happen in that divisional playoff game. The Bucs could be riding a confident wave after taking out Dallas and then taking out whoever they beat in their divisional round, and things could be falling into place, and Brady has their attention, and then suddenly you have Tom Brady 60 minutes away from another Super Bowl. You think he won't be motivated? I think you'd take the deal. That's the path that I suggested in my Spectrum Bay News 9 segment over the weekend. Wright.Todd@yahoo.com. Thank you for listening to this edition of the Todd Wright Toddcast, presented by Bill Curry Ford and Brandon Legal Group.